Christ, Son of God, and Son of Mary, we thank you for rescuing us by the life of God. Breathe your Holy Spirit into us again today, so that we may live as God's children. In your name we pray. Amen.
The lesson of the day is from Psalm number 15. Please read responsibly. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide upon your holy hill? They do not slander with the tongue. They do no evil to their friends. They do not cast discredit upon the neighbor. They do not give their money in hope of gain, nor do they take bribes against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be overthrown.
Now, as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village, where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me. But Jesus answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Would you please pray with me? Loving and gracious God, we are grateful for this day. We are grateful for the sunshine, the relief from the heat, and the storms. We are grateful this day for your word and the ability to come together, this chance to come together as your people. We give you thanks for your word, that may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Mary and Martha. Mary and Martha. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and he stops at Mary and Martha's home. Now, this is the only time, I believe, in Luke, that Mary and Martha are mentioned. We hear Mary and Martha in the Gospel of John a number of different times, along with their brother Lazarus. You know, there's that special relationship. But here, in Luke, this is the only time that Mary and Martha are mentioned. And this story, this text, has become kind of this play on Martha and Mary. How many in this crowd would you identify closely with Mary? Would identify more closely with Martha? So that's interesting. So we're going to have a little conversation here. So how would you describe Martha when we just heard here in this text? What's that? A workaholic? What? A mom? Could be. She got things done, okay? Responsible. What's that? Concerned about eating. Yeah, she's concerned about hospitality. She was concerned about hospitality. With this, he was coming out through the door. Or maybe anyone who comes out through the door. She was probably the same way, right? You know, hospitality. Do something. Anything else? What? Servant, okay? So, and you know, the thing is, everything that you've said are qualities that we uphold really a lot, right? We hold them as desirable qualities, right? Would you say? Yeah. So how would you describe Mary? Huh? Mary's a worried woman? Okay. True believer? Okay. Devout? What's that? Relaxed. She was hanging out sitting at Jesus' feet, right? She was relaxed. She was chilling. Here we go. What else? Disciple? Okay. Concerned about the message of Jesus and listen to his message. So here we have sisters, Mary and Martha. Now, let me ask you this. If you were to put a value on the things you have described, which person would you have a greater value for? That's not probably not quite the way you want to say it, but those qualities. Which would you rather have? Or which do you have? Combination of both. That'd be good. Which do you see yourself gravitating to? How many Martha? Put your hands up. Most of them are Martha's. I'm glad it's more than her. And she's proud of it, too. Make no mistake about it. Okay. Here we have. So you find yourself in the Martha or Mary. So that's kind of where you see yourself within the story in some way. It's interesting that we hear Jesus referring to the one thing. The one thing that's necessary. And that is the word for us. The one thing that is necessary. Oftentimes, I might say, we get the one thing necessary and the second thing switched around. We want to turn them around. In this text, we have Jesus saying that Mary chose the thing that was the one thing. He didn't say what Martha was doing was wrong. He didn't say what Martha was doing was somehow apart from what it means to be a good coach. But what he says is that Mary chose the one thing. It's easy, oftentimes, to get busy. How many are busy people around here? How many just get busy about something? Huh? You just put your hand up. This is the one time I can tell the bishop what to do. We get busy about this. Our lives become so full of stuff to do. And I wonder what it would look like if we would remember the one thing. But we take the time to wander around the scriptures. We take the time to do that. How it might affect how we might do number two. Do the stuff that we do. How we fill our lives. I wonder what that would look like. I really do. Mark was in charge of the annual garage sale at church. The whole town knew it was the best garage sale of the year, and buyers came early in the morning for bargains. On the morning of the garage sale, by the way, you know, people come way early for garage sales in Georgia. Yeah. When we had garage sale, we didn't buy this. On the morning of the garage sale, the volunteers were busy with their final assignments before the doors officially opened. Martha was making the final review of the back closet in search for hidden items to be included in the sale. Thus, she did not realize a guest had wandered into the sale. He was an old man with white hair, a cane, and a twinkle in his eye. This old man was a storyteller and wove together his adventures as a missionary in Africa, working beside Desmond Tutu. Slowly, the volunteers stopped whatever activity and paused to listen to the stories and reflections of the state. Not Martha. She kept on working. But Martha finally realized the other volunteers had stopped their job assignments and were hanging on every word from this man. She could not help herself. Martha stomped over to the old man and asked him directly, "Do you not care that we are in the middle of a garage sale and you are distracting my volunteers?" The old man stopped and looked deep into her eyes. He asked her, "Any chance is your name Martha?" With that question, the group, including Martha, began to chuckle. Martha knew she was a true Martha. We get caught up in the busyness of the number two, so we forget the one thing. We miss something. Jesus saw things clearly. He could see the distractions of Martha were pulling her from Jesus, whom she desired to serve. Hospitality. Serve. Huh? And that's a certain irony of this. Martha's good nature and kind spirit that she wanted to extend hospitality to Jesus. But in serving Jesus, Martha missed time with her guests. Martha had good intentions, but her task overcame her intentions. Another question for you. Have you ever volunteered for something but worked so hard that you became exhausted and not enjoy the event? Huh? Becky, I see you smiling over there. Nodding your head. What happens when that happens to you? How do you feel? How do you feel when that happens to you? What? Just tired? Disappointed? Disappointed that you can't be in what was happening now. Jesus simplified things for Martha, and he encouraged her to focus on the one. And his model for this is Mary, the sister who sat and listened and learned. Mary chose to learn from Jesus. Chose to learn from Jesus of the one thing. So what's the one thing you think Jesus wants you to focus on today and into the rest of this week? What's the one thing? How might you find time to sit and listen and wonder and pray? To be open to the Spirit. fun game sometimes about transposing. But probably not right as Mary worship is that the best time to guess. This is a good time for you to practice Mary work and pray for us right now. let you join me in our affirmation of faith today. We believe that God created us and all the earth in love, and that the same love of God gives life to us and our world today. We believe that Jesus of Nazareth, our human brother, is God's Son. It is in Jesus' life and death and resurrection that we see most clearly God's will for our life and God's unconditional love for us. We believe that God, the Holy Spirit, connects us to Christ, gives us faith, and strengthens us and calls us to live a servant life and fills us with God's peace. We entrust our lives to God, our Creator, our Savior, and counselor. We're going to move the prayer to the session up at this point. And our response today, when I say, let us pray, is have mercy, O God. Joining our voices with God's people around the world, let us offer our prayers for those in need. For the church, visible and invisible, for all servants of the gospel, and for the holy people of God, that we hear your word and share your suffering, let us pray, have mercy, O God. For favorable weather, for calm waters and seas, and for all creation, that it become for us a reflection of your glory, O God. For those affected by natural disasters, that they be provided relief. Let us pray. For those who help make our community safe, for police officers, for firefighters, for military and international peacekeepers, for local and national leaders, that God's peace and compassion come also to us. Let us pray. For the sick, the hungry, the imprisoned, and those living with AIDS, those awaiting birth of children, and all people in need. Especially today we remember Ron and Sue, Patty, Ann, Arla, Kathy, Manuel, Janelle, Curtis, Lexan, Joanne, Kevin, Levi, Sean, Libby, Joel, Janet, Leo, and Sam, and all of those that we name in our heart. And we remember our companion congregation in Malawi Parish, and Pastor Francis, and all those who serve in the military and their families, and all our members and friends residing in care facilities and confined to home. That Christ, our great physician, the one who watches over all, care for all those who are in distress, and watch over all those who serve. Let us pray. For those who are distracted by overwork, and those who seek for adequate employment, that we recognize God's goodness and vocation of all kinds. Let us pray. For those who are affected by storms, we pray especially for those in our neighborhood here, just north of us who are affected with tornadoes and strong winds, we are grateful that there's no injuries that are aware of. Be with those who seek to recover and use your people, wherever they are, to help reach out to their neighbor. Let us pray. And thanksgiving for those who have died, that are now in peace, that for their lives that bear witness to the hope and promise of the resurrection. Let us pray. Merciful God, we hear the prayers of your people even before they are spoken, and we commend these and all our prayers to you, trusting in your abundant mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We're going to move on. Share your peace here too. Okay? We're going to do that. Peace of Christ be with you. Let's share that with one another. What did God say to see people sitting in front of you? his peace. Amen. Go into the world knowing that Christ is with you. Be Christ's body. Tell Christ's story to all you need and live Christ's life on behalf of the world. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds centered in Jesus Christ our Lord. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our song forever. If by chance you were here when we were supposed to have offered worship in June, and we were not able to do that because of weather concerns, these are the same songs that we did then. So you should know. Okay?
We finally were able to squeeze in our church, sister church in Malacca. He also sends his greetings to us as a sister church and to Abusa family. And the women also gave me this chitente. And then we were on our way because we had just squeezed this little incident in, which was good. Also, I have a little gift for Pastor Andy. He can use it for whatever he wants to.
So we have corn beads from Concordia.
What does Luther do? You praise the Lord, okay?
We have corn beads that started back in 1974. They started in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and now they are all over the world and the U.S. And so this year, I'm very grateful that we can host one this coming Saturday. It's at, we'll be here at from 5 to 7, and corn is provided, and if you'd like to bring a potluck dish or something to help, and then we'll have a bonfire and hopefully some singing and guitar music outside afterwards.
Okay.
But they're all over the U.S., Minnesota, North Dakota, Arizona, California, Idaho, Colorado, Montana, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and Oregon. And it's just a community event that's not only Concordia people, but it's everyone. Luther and Bethel and... So please consider yourself welcome and include other people if you'd like to join, or if you'd like to join. So.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Heidi. This was really kind of Heidi's brainchild here over this last year, so I'm thankful and grateful that this is working out. By the way, you may know some other folks, but actually there's a couple of classmates of mine that live here and work in Nominee. How many know Dr. Rich, Nathan Rich? You should doctor? I've known him since high school. We were classmates in college together. Leslie Norris. Leslie, we were also classmates in college. So just so you know that it's interesting how there's connections from people all over the place, even with the people. Hey, I hung out with the same with an oldie yesterday. You know what they said? Really only Luther College that has a drinking club. Boom, nah, nah. We have things happening here, and of course today we have a pilot and welcome to come in and eat following when we leave here. I understand I don't have any time anymore. Anyway, this next Tuesday we will be doing the neighbors community service. I need two volunteers to help me out. The community service for the little building will be leading the worship. On Tuesday, it's from basically a commitment from 3 to about 4:30. So we need 2 people there. There's also still time to sign up for VBS. VBS starts next Sunday. Next Sunday, the registration kind of kickoff event in the afternoon. And let me see. 2 weeks from today, we will be joining with our brothers and sisters from our Saviors in Peace. Down at Wilson Park for Pack the Park, which is a joint service supporting our campus ministry. And that's, and by the way, the meal afterwards, the people who make those chicken, that chicken is incredible. I remember last year, I was so impressed, I took a whole bunch of leftover stuff. So I want to encourage you to remember that. And we won't be having worship here. That's at 10 o'clock, too, at Pack the Park, on the 4th of August. Are there any other announcements that we need to lift up here today? Huh? Okay. Well, you know what time it is. Celebrate Jesus.